Support for this program is provided by Chevron.
Anthony Adragna here. This is Politico Energy. And do you miss the days when the U.S. president would nominate controversial people to important positions in the federal government?
Ben Carson and his $31,000 dining sets.
Bannon led the conservative website Breitbart for almost 5 years before joining the Trump campaign as CEO. Critics claim Bannon has helped to rally fringe conservatives in the alt-right movement, the Southern
Well,
Poverty
do we have a story for you?
Tracy Stone Manning is a Montanian native. She's been a Montana conservation, I don't want to say activist, but someone in that sphere for decades now. She's Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees the federal government's land holdings. So this would put her like basically at the apex almost of the Biden administration's conservation efforts. I almost hate to describe her as controversial because, as our story points out, she's actually one of the least controversial nominees you could have for this.
To be fair, I'm not sure this story is going to scratch that itch for drama that you've been waiting for, no matter how much some people would like it to.
When former Montana Governor Steve Bullock put her up to run the state's Department of Environmental Quality, she was lauded by the Montana Petroleum Association and, you know, representatives of a coal company and a lumber company. She was constantly described as someone who listened to both sides and, you know, was an honest broker. I mean, that was the phrase that came up the most when I talked to people.
Today, Politico's Ben LaFave on Biden's pick for BLM and how the controversy swirling around her selection could keep her from the biggest conservation job in government. It's Tuesday, June 29th.
So the basic incident is that when she was, you know, a college student back in the late 80s, she was part of a environmental group called Earth First. Now, during that time, she moved from Maryland to Montana, and she basically crashed for a couple weeks at, you know, a friend's house. During this time, she met a guy named John Blount, if I'm saying that name correctly, who was not part of, or at least in his testimony, said he was never part of Earth First. This guy basically at one point decided he wanted to go what they call spike trees, which was to insert metal rods into old growth trees. You put the spikes in the trees and loggers can't go cut them trees down without risking, you know, injury or life to themselves. And the guy actually marked the spikes so that, you know, loggers would be able to tell where the spikes were at, comes back to the campus, and he asks Tracy Stone Manning, hey, I wrote this letter. Can you deliver it to the Forest Service warning them that the trees are spiked? You know, she took a look at the letter. She said she was alarmed by it. She went home and basically retyped the letter. In the testimony, she said she cut out a few graphs and then just basically sent it along, otherwise word for word, to the U.S. Forest Service, but that she had never took part in the tree spiking. She was never charged with anything. Her testimony helped put John Blount and his accomplice away for, I think it was like 17 months of jail time. So that's the extent of that incident.
It's worth noting, and when I spoke with Governor Bullock, he made this point as well, that these allegations were vetted when she was confirmed as Montana's lead environmental regulator. But what are Republicans on Capitol Hill saying against her? And to your point, you know, maybe conventionally with her background, not controversial, but it looks like it's going to be a very close party line vote when it hits the Senate floor.
So they're saying that, oh, she belongs to an extremist environmental group. When this was brought up during her nomination for the Montana DEQ post, she said she actually left the group, you know, shortly thereafter because she just found it too angry and kind of not achieving goals in the way that she wanted to do. The big sticking point seems for them seems to be she should have put her name or identified herself when she sent the letter to the U.S. Forest Service. And they'll say they're bringing up, well, she got immunity for her testimony. So it didn't work the first time. And from what you've reported, Republicans, I think, smell blood in the water and they're trying to bring this up. But Democrats don't so far seem to be letting it, you know, carry any weight with them.
But as strong as the Republican opposition on the Hill seems to be, with some calling her an eco-terrorist, her Democratic defenders are equally as strong. What are Democrats saying about these allegations, and how are they defending Stone Manning?
They're saying, well, look, she came in and she testified against the guy. You know, her testimony helped, you know, put the guy in jail. You know, she's been cited as a paragon of bipartisan even-handedness. Her reputation is listening to the other side and trying to get a deal that, you know, helps everybody. So there's a lot of water under the bridge, is their argument. Thing we haven't kind of said yet is that Senator Steve Daines, who's on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the GOP senator in Montana, faced a challenge from former Governor Steve Bullock of Montana, who happened to be Tracy Stone Manning's former employer. So a lot of folks that we've talked to are seeing this as kind of retribution for Tracy Stone Manning being, you know, on the quote unquote wrong side of that election.
We should state for the record that Senator Daines has denied that, you know, politics is influencing anything, and he's publicly undecided about her nomination. Also, on Monday, the Supreme Court declined to take up a case involving a coal exports terminal project in Washington. Back in 2017, Washington State blocked the development of this coal exporting terminal, using its authority under the Clean Water Act. According to the state, the terminal would have considerable consequences to water and air quality and the environment. For their part, Montana and Wyoming took Washington State to court over this, arguing the state's decision violated the Constitution's Commerce Clause by blocking their coal from getting to the Asian market, an argument multiple lower courts had already sided against. But for now, the Supreme Court sided with Washington State and with the White House, parties who'd argued the developers had filed for bankruptcy anyway. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Ben LaFabe covers the oil industry and the Interior Department at Politico. Some of the music in today's show came from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Anthony Adragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Did you know that Chevron supports the ambitions of the Paris Agreement? In fact, they've even tied their executives' compensation to lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations. Because it's only human to help power a brighter future.